This show is not for the easily offended, so if you are easily offended, go listen to something else. Welcome to Sci-Fi Noise. I'm your host, Derek Howard. Sci-Fi Noise can be found at sci-fi-noise.com. A Sci-Fi Noise is part of the Deliberate Noise Network. For more details, go to deliberatenoise.com. I'm on my way home. I'm driving on my way home. And because I usually get to work before so many other people, I park way on the other side of the parking lot. You know, give me a little bit of exercise. And that way I also don't have to worry about a bunch of people around when I'm driving. And just when I put my car into drive, even though, I'm way away from just about everybody, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, come two cars. And they have decided to intersect right in front of me. It's just like, really? Ugh. Anyway, that's why it may seem like I was a little out of sorts at the beginning of this particular episode. Now, how can I put this? All right, recently I told you about the Comet Clement book series that I'm reading. It's basically the plot of disaster type sci-fi movies where there's some some celestial body. In this case, it's a comet that is hurtling towards Earth, and it's going to crash. And when it crashes, a lot of people are going to die. Now, the president and a few very close advisors know about this, and they're making plans to help keep the human race going. So in America, they're building a large space station. And by the way, they haven't told anybody. Okay, I'm on like book four, I believe, and they're just now breaking the news. Okay. So, I mean, there's a lot of methodical storytelling going on in these books. It's not, you know, slapped together. Yeah, let's just hurry up and get some crashing going, right? So they're just now telling people, although they do have people up on the space station who don't know about the comet yet, which is, you know, funny. but they're I don't want to spoil it because I really think you should read it. It's by a guy named Keith George. And I think there's 12 books altogether, and I'm at 4. And like I said, the thing is just starting to come. You know, people are just finding out about the comet. The public, I should say, because there are people who do know about it. There's a president, the former president, and just like a handful of people. I'm not going to go to them, but there's a handful of people who do know. And there are the Americans are working with the Russians. So while the Americans are building space station, the Russians are building a different type of safe haven, basically. The Chinese are doing something as well. And there's this there's this guy who accidentally found out about it, and now he's building a huge, like, it's more than just a submarine. It's more like an underwater vessel, all right? Huge. It holds, like, I think maybe 1,000 people or something like that. And this guy's supposed to be a jackass who nobody likes, okay? And I could kind of see that. But he just did something. I'm not going to go into it, right? Because in the grand scheme of things, it's something really little compared to some other things that this guy has done. But that one little thing that he has done has instantly made him probably my least favorite character in everything I've read. And I just want to also go on record saying, I haven't read the George R. R. Martin books. I have like the first five on my Kindle. But once I finish this and the newest book by by Jeffrey Deaver, because I got that as a present. And another mystery that I've already started. So yes, I am reading three books at a time. Actually, four if you count hardback books. Eight if you want to talk about comic books. Trades, not floppies. Yeah, so I will get to it. So I do know about Joffrey, because Joffrey was the one, is one of the reasons why I stopped watching the television show. The television show, Game of Thrones. I stopped watching because that character was so unlikable. On that and the fact that I just got lost. There were like way too many characters. I just could not keep up anymore. But Joffrey, definitely. I forgot Joffrey did something real pain in the ass-ish too. And I just said, you know what? I'm going to go to the wiki. I want to see this guy's final fate, because if it's any, if he dies of old age, I will never read this. I will never watch another second. And then I found out what happened. But in the act of finding out what happened to Joffrey, I also found out what happened to, I think it was Jon Stark. I can't remember. It was like one of the Stark boys. I found out what happened to him and his mother, and I was just like, I don't want to watch this shit. You know, it's just me. But the reason I bring it up is because not only is this guy really just unctuous, but this guy also has this bad habit of introducing these characters, getting you to like them, or at the very least empathize with them, and then killing them off. All right. Or doing something really just egregious to them, okay? And when I talked about that on the last time I mentioned this book series, my friend got in touch with me and said, oh, so he's being like George R. R. Martin. And I was like, yeah, I guess. You know, I guess. But like I said, right now something just happened, and unlike with Joffrey, I really want to see this guy. I want to read him get his just desserts, right? Just really. But as I'm reading this, and I realize that if I lived in that world, or if it were happening in our world, if something like that were happening in our world right now, I would not be one of the survivors. Not by choice, because these guys are only taking like the best, the brightest, the best, the brightest, as well as, and they all had to be people without strong family ties, okay, for the space station. And now, as I'm reading that, I was like, that's not me. And then I started thinking, what would I do? Because at the point now, the comet is going to hit in 2 months, okay? So I'm wondering, what would I do if I had 2 months to live? You know, would I try to make things right with everybody? Or would I just say, to hell with it, there are no consequences, let me just do what I want to do? You know, and that's not something I really give a whole lot of thought to, because I don't know. I'm not afraid of dying. I used to be at one point, because I think everybody is. But I'm not afraid of dying. You know, I'm not going to go out and, you know, kill myself. I'm not going to rush to get killed. But if it situation pops up, hopefully I won't, you know, pee my pants, you know, shit my drawers and start crying like a little baby. Hopefully I'll just be like, ah, damn, all right, go ahead. You know, I think there are very, very few last words that I would want. Besides, you know, if I'm like facing imminent death, then well, all right, just get it over with, you know. But I'm wondering, you know, all those people, imaginary or not, I mean, what would I do? Because I know a lot of scores would be settled. I know a lot of people would die in those 2 months. And that's one thing that they're sort of counting on in this book. Because they keep mentioning about how society is going to fall apart and it's going to break down and all that kind of stuff. And I don't know. Maybe I just have better, even better, just more faith in humanity. Ugh, yeah, I know. I can't believe I actually said that either. But who knows? Maybe. And it's really weird because at the same time that I'm reading that, I'm also still reading Letter 44, which I explained before, has a lot of similarities between it and the Comet Clement series. They both have to deal with President learning his big secret. They both deal with, secret space missions out near Jupiter, you know? Although the one in Comet Clement took 10 years before you could see, you know, this guy went on a mission. It took him like 10 years before he even see. And they don't know. And what I liked is they actually explained, you know, George actually explained everything that probably would happen, where this guy would start to waste away, how he kept himself mentally occupied, you know, because let's face it, you're talking about 10 years all alone, where you may be able to talk to another human being maybe once every 6 to 9 months. Because this isn't like the situation in the book was that it was all secret. It was all clandestine. People thought that he had, that this particular astronaut had disappeared, you know. They're just like, oh, he just disappeared one day. Nobody know what happened to him. And they thought that the ship that he was on actually blew up when it left, you know. I mean, it's just, so there was no being in constant contact with mission control. It's just him. And I, you know, I'm one of those people, I think, you know, if God forbid I ever end up in prison, just throw me in solitary. You know, just reading this, you know, this guy had a bunch of books, and towards the end, he I'm not going to spoil it, but he amused himself in a way that I wouldn't find very amusing. But then again, I have a whole bunch of sensory input from a lot of different places at a lot of different times. Even when I'm at work, now that I think about it, I'm like almost always in a constant state of being entertained. Somewhere from, even if it's just my imagination and I'm drawing sketches or thinking of stories to write while I'm at work, I'm always being entertained. Because even then, you know, those are times when I don't have my headphones on. Okay? Because I usually have my headphones on. I'm listening to music. I'm listening to podcasts. Driving around, I'm doing a podcast, you know? And if I wasn't, I'd be listening to a podcast or listening to music. When I get home, I'm playing video games, reading a book, watching TV, watching a movie. I mean, so... We're talking about 10 years. So I don't know. This book is just got me to thinking. But one thing about Letter 44 is they have just gotten to the point where, if I'm not being entertained, I'm sleeping. In Letter 44, they sent the space mission. They sent a bunch of astronauts and scientists and soldiers, like maybe nine, maybe a little less than that, out to Jupiter because they found something on like long range telescopes. So they are actually looking for something. And Comet Clement, he was trying to. He was going to go out there with a nuclear bomb to try to knock the comet off its course, you know. And the comet was supposed to hit in, I think, Brazil, like right dab smack in the middle of Brazil, Rio, I think. Can't remember now. And so he did deflect it, but he didn't deflect it enough. So now instead of Brazil, it's going to hit in Russia. And I'm not spoiling anything because this is like I said, disaster movie. This is not about how one man destroys a comet. Because, you know, once again, Kevin George points out, you can't destroy it. Because then you just have a bunch of smaller pieces of comet coming right at you, you know. This isn't Armageddon. You know, these things aren't just going to neatly break into two pieces. No, it doesn't work that way. And then they got to the point where news pundits were talking about, you know, well, this is only like a 2-kilometer comet. It can't do that much damage. And the guy pointed out quite rightly, okay, it really made me go, huh. Compared to the rest of Earth, 2-kilometer comet doesn't seem like a big deal. Just like when you have a bullet sitting on a table, it doesn't seem like a big deal compared to a man. But guess what happens when you fire that bullet? Yeah, that's what's going to happen with this comet. It is going to rip through like a bullet. So I'm kind of looking forward to the closer they get to actual impact. And then I want to see what's going to happen afterwards, because right now there are four possible enclaves of humanity that could survive. Okay, so I'm looking forward to that. But anyway, I was talking about Letter 44. So Letter 44, they know something is out there, and they have. They have met up with it, you know. We have faced the enemy. It is us. Not really, but that's from Pogo. So what's happening there is worst case scenario. Okay? Let's just say worst case scenario. They know something's out there. So think about it like this. If in real life we were to find out that there's some sort of artifact being built out in Jupiter, what would you think? And what you're thinking right now, your very first gut instinct, yeah, that's what it turns out like it's going to be. And I'm not spoiling anything because it's your thoughts, you and your foolish thoughts. So that's what I have been up to. That's what I've been up to when I'm reading these books, right? I've been watching a lot of TV lately, a lot of TV. I finished Extant, which I liked. If they brought it back, which I hope they don't, but if they brought it back, I could see a lot of interesting directions they could take the story into, they could take this world into. I personally think that if they did bring it back, they need to do it without Halle Berry, simply because it would be horrible for her career. Halle Berry is... she's my age, right? But that's, she's still getting parts. She's still getting quality parts, you know? Her and Sandra Bullock are both still getting quality parts. And I think that if Halle Berry goes to do television, then the quality parts will dry up because people say, oh, yeah, she's desperate. She's doing TV. You know, right or wrong, that's how a lot of people see it, especially genre TV, which was actually really good. However, they keep hinting at Robot Uprising. That I really would be interested in seeing, you know. And then there was also this other part where people are fighting against technology, which seemed pretty cool. However, the main story was revolving around Halle Berry as an astronaut going in outer space. She comes back pregnant, although she was in outer space alone for 13 months. Where'd the baby come from? So they answer that. And really good stuff. I like it. It was... it's not exactly like I can see why a lot of people wouldn't like it, simply because a lot of people don't like things that make you think, and there are times when this will make you think, and it will make you not just go, oh, okay, so when are they gonna shoot something, you know, when are they gonna blow something up? So but on the other side, where blowing stuff up and shooting people, that's The Strain, and I love that. However, I'm home, so I may talk about The Strain on another episode, or I may not. You never know. I can be a dick sometimes. Anyway, thanks.